Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have people written you off in life? Have they said, nothing good can come out of him? God can lift you and turn your situation around, irrespective of what you have passed through in life. When Nathanael saw Jesus the Messiah, he said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Because no one expected the Messiah to be revealed through the little town of Nazareth. But God is an expert in turning the little things into great ones. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, when people write you off. Our Bible text is from John chapter 1 verse 43 to 46.
John chapter 1 verse 43 to 46. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law, and the prophets, did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Verse 46, and Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see.
Have you ever considered Nathanael's comment from the Gospel of John where we took our Bible text? What good can come from Nazareth? Was Nathanael's response when he heard about Jesus of Nazareth? What might this suggest to you? That statement of Nathanael is reviling, showing he has given a verdict on Nazareth that something good or such great person as the Messiah cannot come out of Nazareth. Nazareth is a small town that lies in the hills 12 miles southwest of the Sea of Galilee. Although Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but Jesus was raised in Nazareth. This small town has been in contempt due its size and among many other things. Interestingly, Jesus addressed Nathanael directly after seeing the significance of his remark, behold an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Though Nazareth is small and disgusted, but Jesus came out of Nazareth. Today, the location became accessible and one of the world's major centers for pilgrimage as a result of his life, death, and resurrection. Therefore, what was once reviled in history was now a place of honor and hope because of God's benevolence. Psalm chapter 118 verse 22 says, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. When men reject you, God can lift you if you trust in him. God chose the small town of Nazareth to reveal the biggest thing on earth, Jesus, to mankind. In life, God can decide to use what we neglect or demean and think is of no honor in doing great things. Have people looked down on you with disgust and have already given verdict about your life, saying, nothing good can come out of him? God is here to do a new thing in your life, today. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 to 19 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. God said you should forget what people have said about you. That you should ignore their verdict. That you should not remember it. He says, look, I will do something new that they have never seen in your life. This is going to be great that they shall marvel. Shall you not know it? It's not something that you can hide. Every eye shall behold it. God concluded, I will make a way in the wilderness. It seems unbelievable to make a way where people have deserted. In the desert place of our lives, God can make a highway. God is saying where you have been deserted, he will lift you, will reveal your glory, and bring people from all over to see you because you shall become a news to the world. The statement of Nathanael reflects the attitudes and prejudices that we often carry towards people and circumstances in our lives. However, the Lord has a way of taking what we might consider as disgusting or worthless and turning it into something great. Just because his ways are different from our ways, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." God can use the things and circumstances in our lives that we may consider as hindrances to do great things. In the Bible, it says in Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 6, "I am the Lord, I can do anything. I make plans and then I change them." This verse reminds us that with God, anything is possible. Have people said that you cannot succeed in life? Have you been written off because of your background or past mistakes? Let me encourage you today, that God can still use you in a mighty way. Just like Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his own brothers, but later rose to become the second in command in Egypt. Or like Gideon, who was initially described as the weakest man in his family, was able to defeat the mighty Midianite army with only 300 men, Judges chapters 6-7. God can take what others have deemed as worthless and use it to bring about his glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27-28 says, "God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are." So do not be discouraged by the opinions of others. Instead, trust in the Lord and believe that He can do great things in your life. No matter what others may say, God has the power to make you great right in their faces. Have you been written off or felt discouraged because of your background or circumstances in life? Do you believe that God can use even the most difficult situations in your life for His good? Be encouraged by these words from Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Trust in the Lord and have faith that He will do great things in your life, proving to the world that no matter what they may say, good things will come out of your circumstances because God is in control. As you go today, affirm the word of God concerning your life and say, "I can do all things and I am more than conqueror through Christ Jesus. Today, I live above people's opinion and dominate my world. I am blessed and located by God's grace in Jesus' name." Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come before you today with grateful hearts, thankful for the reminder that you can take even the most difficult situations in our lives and turn them into something good. Help us to trust in your plan for us, and to have faith that you can do great things in our lives, even when others may write us off or discourage us. We ask that you give us the strength and courage to surrender control of our lives to you, and to believe that you can use even the weakest and most foolish things for your glory. Help us to see the potential for good in every circumstance, and to trust in your ability to bring into fruition all you have said about our lives. Thank you for your love and grace, and for the reminder that anything good can come from any situation, with you in control. We pray that you bless us today and make us a wonder to our world in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 27 and chapter 28. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 21 verse 23-46. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.